The M25 Show, brought to you by Natural Wonders. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the seven natural wonders of the world. Be as clean and beautiful as nature intended you to be. Visit naturalwonders.com. Wonder spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z. naturalwonders.com and enter the code the M25 Show, and you can get 25% off your total purchase. Once again, naturalwonders.com, or just go to the M25show.com, hit the sponsors link, you'll find all the information right there. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Oh, there he is. Oh no. Here we go.
We're living the good old days.
Good morning.
Hello, Eddie.
Good morning.
It's cracking.
Hey, we're all here.
Damn, everybody's here.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning. Good morning.
Did anybody hear that?
What?
Hear what?
Almost sounded like you farted, but sudden.
Unbelievable.
You?
So, I guess in the apartment next door, they're installing a new kitchen. So there's hammering and drilling and all sorts of fucking noises. So
I can't hear nothing.
They just, like I say, they try to drill something in. So it sounded like a fart. Hopefully, you guys can't hear it. So.
Tell them to go to lunch.
Sorry, Eddie. I don't employ them. Eddie, send them a six-pack of beer on Instacart. Huh. Maybe they'll take a break.
Are you guys ready?
Yep. me.
Me.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la.
Three.
Eddie's all Figaro.
Ready, Eddie?
Almost.
Yes, it is. It is hot.
Okay, I'll get some water on the break. It's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, are you changing your shirt today?
No, I'm not going to change my shirt.
What break? We don't take a break. You got the song.
I know. I mean,
you got the song.
Intermission?
I mean, when he goes in, when we go silent mode.
Silent mode? All right.
When he plays
the song. There you go.
Before we do the intro. Just be back in time, Eddie. You got like a minute.
Here we go, Eddie. All right, here we go.
Run,
ready?
Eddie. Run,
Speedy,
Eddie.
Speedy Gonzalez. Yeah.
Run.
I believe in poison. I believe in all the lies. You can make me see and you can make me blind.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 Show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Steve. Eddie, you are fast.
Calm the flash.
I don't know if that's water or vodka. Eddie's fast.
Yeah.
Eddie, I'm proud of you.
He might be faster than you, Steve.
Good old refreshing water.
Oh, so I might not be the fastest of all time? Well, that's good.
Eddie's fast for things that are important. You,
Yeah.
What's important to you?
You're fast when you should be slow.
Eddie, what's important to you in life?
Health and
beauty. Uh-oh.
I thought he was giving me the stink eye. Alberto, what about you? Can you tell us for a second?
So you guys were okay with just me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just you froze for like what? 2 seconds?
Yeah. Well, you guys went off the screen. I'm all.
Oh no.
Oh.
That was weird. Uh oh. Maybe it's the construction.
Yeah, they're tearing up my internet.
Yeah, they're sawing on the wires.
Right.
Anyway, It's still Alyssa's birthday.
Yep.
This will be the last time we could. Oh, Alberto, this is your time now. You said you would wish her a happy birthday on the last show of the month that she would be on.
The show just started.
He's like, relax, Steve. Slowly roll.
Very rude. Very rude. Well, Alyssa, I'll say happy birthday
to you again.
Happy birthday, Alyssa. Happy birthday, month.
Two more days.
Got a nice little present. I saw, I think, a post of yours today, or was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Some kind of Apple product. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's silver. Look at that. I didn't know they made silver.
Yeah.
They make all the colors, Steve.
That the 8?
Oh, yeah, the 8.
Oh, well, wow. Excuse me. I did not know they made all the colors.
Actually, I was expecting it in November because it was back ordered because it's so new. And
is it the new one?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. It can. Isn't that the one that can tell when you're going into cardiac arrest and all that stuff?
It doesn't detect a heart rate. I mean, a heart attack, but it will when you go to AFib and you know, irregular heartbeat and this and that.
Really?
That's the one that said, I've fallen and I can't get up.
It can tell when you're having sex. Crashes.
That's today's version. I've fallen and I can't get up.
You know, we need one that can tell when you're having sex, and then we'll get one to Steve so I can badmouth him when he takes 13 seconds.
When your heart goes up, your heart rate goes up.
Then are you working out?
I wouldn't be wearing the watch. I'd probably have to give it to her to have sex with me, so she would have it. So I wouldn't have one anymore.
The watch tells her, "Oh, you were Steve again. I'm sorry, girl."
Handing out Apple watches to get the sex.
You need to be exercising for more than 3 seconds for it to count.
I know. The Apple Watch says, hey, we got a problem. We need to set up a doctor's appointment and see if you got something going on there.
You want me to call you an ambulance? No. Let's take out the damn watch.
Let me see here. So, Houston Strong. What do you think that means? I know when somebody puts strong on the end of something, it's usually when something
has happened,
forgive me, but has something happened in Houston lately?
Not that I'm aware of.
Houston just proud of their town?
Yeah, maybe? You know, some of them, now they've just taken it for everything, you know.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
we
got,
what?
Come on, Alberto. Well, we have somebody watching.
Like, what would have happened? Was there a mass shooting?
I don't know. I know Florida. Florida's getting hammered, but...
Yeah.
Eddie, we're talking about Houston.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I haven't heard anything about Houston. I know Florida is getting...
Houston Strong, if you're listening still on YouTube, let us know what Houston Strong is, if you're just proud of your town, city.
Nothing coming up on Google.
Maybe the Houston Strong meeting. Uh-oh. The Houston trade, when they traded away all their good players?
Well, they're strong when they punch the trash cans.
Hey, you know, we've stopped belittling people on this show. How many years have we been doing this?
I guess Hurricane Harvey hit the city back in 2020, so that's when they started with the Houston Strong.
Oh, really? I didn't know Harvey. Hmm. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, it went way off course then, didn't it?
Don't they usually hit
Florida and Carolina?
They'll hit Texas every once in a while. If they get in the Gulf, I mean, it's just from Mexico all the way to Florida. I mean, that's the Gulf Coast.
What a way to live out in a place like that where you know there's hurricanes like that and there's a chance you may just not... I mean, I'm sure you have insurance and all that, but you can come back and your house is gone.
Well, they'll look at us like, what are we doing here in earthquake country? You know, at any second, the house can fall on us. You know, the ground will shake you off like a dog with a flea.
I think there's more hurricanes than... Look how many hurricanes we've seen in our time that have damaged...
Yeah, they rebuild, just like an earthquake.
Seems like every year there's a bad one.
How many times have we had to rebuild out here that you can remember?
Northridge was the last time.
Yeah. Okay, well, once.
No.
Okay, how many times in your time?
We had that one, you know, that devastated our city back in 86, 87.
Okay, let's go back to the 80s, 70s, 60s. Yeah. How many? How many? Six? Five?
I'm sure,
100?
200? Just like everything. I mean, they're used to those disasters.
Yeah. Well, there's a disaster. But the thing is, how many disasters can you remember out here that has happened?
Just the fire.
The thing out there, we don't get any warning. At least they have the warning to prepare. We can't.
Yeah, you know, they're not. Their houses aren't burning down in Florida like big time, like a forest fire.
Fires is a
Everywhere you go, there's a disaster. You know, it's
some kind of,
you can go to the middle of the country. You got hurt. Well, tornadoes.
Forgive me then.
Lizards. I mean, there's
lizards.
Lizards.
I mean,
crocodiles.
Hey, head down to New York. You'll.
No, they're
prepared.
They know at
some point in the year, you know, their house is going to be covered with snow, and they got to survive inside for a couple of days.
Well, yeah. I don't like it. That's all I'll say.
Well,
that's it. Don't like it.
Create a machine that stops hurricanes. There.
No, I just.
You can complain about it, or you can do something about it.
Okay, so if I know that we're going to have hurricanes, okay, we know we're going to have them. We know we have earthquakes in California, right? We know that, right?
Yeah.
But we don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know if it's going to be a little earthquake. We don't know if it's going to be the great big one everybody's waiting for, right?
I'm waiting for one to hit during the show so we can
but,
go viral.
You know what from what I can remember, we haven't had a devastation earthquake where it's not cleaned out the whole town. People had to come help rebuild. We've had to rebuild a little bit for the epicenter where, you know, there was some stuff, but not as hardcore as these hurricanes that hit New Orleans. They're hitting Florida.
Well, that's a management different. Of the city over there, New Orleans. So, we still haven't seen all the damage from Ian. So, I mean,
I agree with Steve, it looks
bad, you know, some places, and some places it looks fine. It'll be just like an earthquake.
If we had an earthquake where it just destroyed the city, we don't know. But I'm just saying, they know when a hurricane comes, they know what kind of categories come, and they kind of know, you know, they know what's there's going to be some kind of.
And if you're smart, you get out of town.
Yeah, where they ask people mandatory evacuations. Yeah, it's got to be worse. It's got to be worse if you know it's coming. Yeah,
and you know it's coming, and it's going to be. Unless there's a hurricane that's a category half. A tropical storm or something?
Hurricane half?
Hurricane half.
Hurricane. A baby hurricane?
A baby cane.
just have, you know, half a storm, you know, not the full circle.
Right.
That's right. You just get a little slap.
But anyway,
here it's really bad out there in the
it's really bad.
Florida.
Yeah.
Has it moved to the other states yet, or is it still hitting Florida?
I think it's still over Florida, but it should cross into the Atlantic and then make a move up to Carolina, South Carolina.
The Carolinas.
Well, hopefully everybody got out, and the people that didn't stay where you're at until they can send people out, I guess, to come help you.
There was someone watching that on was it TikTok? I think at work at TikTok. They were watching it live. I said, like, the people, get the hell out of there.
TikTok. What the heck are they doing on TikTok?
There were people broadcasting it on TikTok. Yeah. They were watching it live.
You know what? Next hurricane, we're taking the show to Florida or wherever. Huh? And
no, I'll go to there. Sorry. There's too much water.
I think we can make it to Carolina by, I think, was it going to hit Monday or something? Maybe Sunday? You know,
I don't know.
Hotels are built pretty good, so I think we should be okay.
You tell me how it goes out there. Just send me a live link and
let me know
how it's going.
We need you out on the beach. You know, with the
watch it on your phone.
with the rain jacket and the
right.
Me and beaches
like
don't
that
go
NBC
together.
Newscaster who was using a condom to protect his mic.
Oh my gosh! Well, I hope it was straight out of the package and not laying around somewhere.
Eddie sent it to him. Eddie didn't need it.
Eddie don't use rubbers, right? So. Yeah. All right, guys, we have a guest. She's in the waiting room, Amanda Solis. She's a Selena tribute artist. See, we got this right.
Yes.
Right, Alyssa, remember, we got this right.
Tribute
Selena
artist.
Tribute artist. Apparently, there's a way to say it. It's not tribute performer. It's not tribute
impersonator.
What else? Impersonator.
Impersonator, that's back from the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just somebody told me, and they go, "Hey, it's who told us this?"
Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis told us. It's tribute artist. That's what it's called.
Yes.
And Amanda Solis was happy enough to come on our show, and we're very happy. And I was talking to everybody but her. I'm hoping everything was set up that, you know, it was all going to work out and it all worked out, so I'm happy, and I'll give shout outs to the people that helped get this together, and we're going to bring Amanda out. I got to ask her too if she does her own music. All this stuff. We had all kinds of questions, right, Alyssa?
Yep.
Yep. But you're gonna show off your new watch while you're talking to Amanda?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. wasn't meant to.
Okay, so wait a minute. So when she comes on, am I gonna get like Selena in my eyes? You know, when you get those hearts in your eyes? Am I? Oh boy, here we go. Okay. I'm going to go do some push-ups and get ready, all right? Okay, let's bring out Amanda Sala. She's a Selena tribute artist. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, it's Amanda Solis.
See, Amanda Solis. It's okay.
Solis. I'm sorry. See, I'm already off on a... See, I'm trying to charm her already, and I'm saying her name wrong.
You done messed up, bro. You done messed up.
Solis. Okay.
Yeah, Solis.
How about if I just call her Selena's?
Selena. Like que sea tu... Selena's for when I'm performing, and then Amanda all the time, but for sure.
Amanda. Okay, we have Alyssa up here. We have Alberto. We have Eddie and myself.
Hey,
and
you
Steve.
Guys. Good morning. Hi. Hi. Pleasure and I to meet just, you. Thank you for this opportunity for bringing me on here to allow me to tell my story. Thank you.
Yes, I was kind of, I was like, when we were doing the moves to get you on, you got to hear this. I was sending her like message on her fan page and I'm like, you know, she sent a couple message and then it kind of went dark. She said, this is who you need to get a hold of. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, I never heard from her again. I kept sending her like cryptic message. We're going to have a good time. And
I don't know if you noticed that whenever you message, it automatically does like an automated message.
Yes.
Mm. So, well, my manager right now, Jessica, is in the hospital. So I'm assuming that that's what she did to put that on there. So I didn't receive that. It was actually just like, hey, hi, thank you for reaching out. So I never got them. That's why I was like, David, I don't have any information on that. So it was weird. I was like, so that, I think that's the reason. I'm not savvy at that stuff. So I was like, I have no idea what this is. You know, I was like, what is this? And she ended up putting that on there. So I do apologize because I like to mingle. You know what I'm saying? I was like, otherwise I would have been talking to you. So yeah,
I had my best cologne on and everything, Alyssa. I was ready.
He was like, if you scratch, you can sniff it. You can smell me. Hey, and I love a man that smells good.
I was talking to your friend that's in, or your manager, right? She was in the hospital. I guess her husband messaged me and I wasn't going to say it, but you mentioned it. So I guess it's okay to say it. And then I hope she's okay.
Yes.
And then they turned me over to David, and David did a great job.
Yeah. David is the next. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I actually sent him the link to if he wanted to sit in the waiting room and watch, but he hasn't popped on. But I sent it to him, so I'm sure he's just watching on the stream or whatever. But everything worked out. And let me blow you up here so we can see this beautiful woman. There she is.
Thank you.
So, Amanda.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to get, before we get into Selena, you do your own music too, correct?
Yes, I do. It actually, that's what kind of it unraveled to being, like when I first started.
How did this happen, your own music, and then how it turned into Selena?
So it's kind of, okay, it's a crazy story. Like, I cannot make this up. I am not that great of a storyteller. But let me, I get so passionate talking about it, having these opportunities, because I know that most people probably think I'm Loquita. They're like, oh, girl, she's crazy. She thinks she's Selena. And I get that. I get it, because at the end of the day, I'm not her and I will never be her. I think it's such, and I do not boast in this. I'm super grateful for these opportunities to be able to portray somebody so iconic. Like me, I always say at any of my performances, I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm like the flea market version of Selena, okay? I'm going to try my best to give you my best performance, you know, because at the end of the day, I am Amanda. So let's start go back to how everything started, how Selena started.
Okay.
And so 6 years ago, a friend of mine called me and was like, hey, girl, let's go out and have some drinks. So I was like, okay, let's go. You know, so we went right here. I'm close to Kima, Texas.
Okay.
And so right here, I was just like, okay, well, let's go. So we went to this country bar that they were having a karaoke contest. Mind you, I've never entered any karaoke contest. I'm going to break the windows. People ain't ever going to show up. I was like, this ain't happening. So we went having a good time. She was like, my good friend, Mama Cass is going to be there. I didn't realize that people take karaoke contests so seriously.
Oh, yes, they do.
I was new to that. So for me, I was like,
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Amanda. Before you continue, when you went to this karaoke thing, were you a singer? Some kind of singer then? Or have you ever done this before?
No.
Okay, good. So I got to hear this out.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. So that's why I'm saying it definitely is something like fate, I guess you would say. That would be the best word to use. Because so my friend, anyway, so we get there. We're having a good time. You know, we had a few drinks. And then I go to the bathroom. The next thing I know, I hear Mama Cass, the lady that's doing the karaoke contest, says my name. And I was like, uh-oh. I know she ain't calling me. My friend Cece is like sitting next to me. And this is somebody that I graduated with. So I was like, ooh, you wrong for that. You know, like, you're so wrong. And so she was like, and Amanda Solis. And I was like, where's that girl at? Because that ain't me. And so she was like, so you're going to come up. She was like, go, go, go. She signed me up to sing Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. Mm. In a country bar filled with nothing but hueritos. Okay, I'm still going to be like... I'm like, these people are going to run out this place. They're going to be like, who is this girl singing this bitty bitty what? You know, Spanish song. You know, I didn't know how they were going to react to it. So I was like, you know what? You're wrong for that, but I'm going to do it. We're here for a good time, and I'm always down for a good time. I go out there, and I end up singing Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. There was 25 contestants, and I did not know at the very end. I was dressed as myself, obviously. Like, right now, I have, you know, the kind of like the Selena-style hair and stuff, but I was there as myself. No tribute intended, no impersonation that was ever, there was no seed planted for that. So whenever I go up there and I sing, I was just in awe because I was like, these people are going to fight me. They're going to be throwing their boots at me. and it ended up not being like that. As soon as I started singing Bitty Bitty Bum Bum, I'm thinking I'm going to break the windows and everything. Everybody got on their feet. And I think that's what's so beautiful about Selena's music is that there's no barrier. No matter what color you are, where you come from, your language, there's no barrier. And I mean, all these people were like, bitty, bitty, bum, bum. And I was like, okay. You know, it was kind of crazy because I didn't expect that. But again, that is more of like a very popular song for here, for like, you know, like the Americans, you know what I'm saying? That Selena had brought here instead of like, you know, whenever she was transitioning over into English music and things like that, you know? So it didn't really have no meaning to it. Bitty Bitty Bum Bum was just, it's not a real word, so people could connect to that, right? So these people were dancing and singing, and long story short, I end up like, and done, you know? Not thinking anything of it. I was like, you're wrong for that. I'm never doing it again. At the very end, I end up winning first place. And wow. And it was insane because like these other people that were singing, I mean, like, you could tell that they've been practicing on this routine. They've been doing this for a long time. And so when I came in, they were like, who is this girl? You know, they were really on the defense, you know, whenever I got there. But then a lot of the people were just like, oh, my God, you know, are you impersonating Selena? You know that you actually kind of look like her, you know? And I was like, no. I was like, I just came here for a good time. So then not knowing... that first contest was going to take me to another contest that was the finale. Now I understood why they took these competitions so seriously is because I had the opportunity to win $2,500.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, and then this time, this round, so they have like different areas that they have like, you know, people can, you know, doing the contest here, other doing the contest there. At the end of the day, it ended up being 50 contestants for the second round. I decided, you know what, I'll just go ahead and go with the another Selena song. I chose to do Que Querias along with the Bitty Bitty Bum Bum that I did for the first one. And because I don't know if you've seen her perform that. She gets a guy from the crowd and like smacks him around a little bit. And it's like really interactive. You know what I'm saying? It's super cute. They get super shy. And it's just like, I love it because it's a lot of showmanship, you know?
All right, all right.
I just did it for fun. So I called, you know, growing up, I was raised by my sister, my older sister, because my parents had passed away when I was younger. So I called her and I was like, and we'll get into that too. I called my sister and I was like, hey, you know, so I just somehow got into this contest. And I was wondering, because my mom growing up, she was raised like, I mean, well, not raised, but she was alive during like the 90s. So you got the Madonnas, the Janet Jacksons, the Paul Abduls wearing the high, you know, the bustiers, the high waisted pants.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom was mopping the floor like that. You know, I mean, that's just was the time, the high, you know, the big costume jewelry. Like if I could show you pictures right now and do a slideshow to show you, y'all would have been like, holy macaroni, like what? And so it was crazy. Like I cannot make this up. And so I called my sister knowing that it was pretty, we didn't really talk too much about that, because it is a sensitive subject. Like, I could talk about it all day without crying, so it's not a big deal. But I called her and I said, hey, so I got in this contest. I don't know if mom and dad, you know, like if there's clothes that they left behind, you know, that maybe that I could wear. I want to kind of, not knowing that I was actually kind of planting a seed, had no idea. And I was like, okay. I want to be dressed as mom because that was the 90s. And I you know, I'm a full developed woman now, you know, because I was six then whenever I lost my mom and dad. And so my sister was like, yeah, you know, come on, come check it out. And, you know, we'll go through these boxes and see what you have. And we go through all these boxes, and unfortunately, man, there was, you know, in this Texas heat, unfortunately, you don't know at that time. You're so distraught about what happened, how they passed, how you're just like literally boxing them up and then just like basically, okay, here's all their belongings, you know, and that's it, you know. So she didn't really properly package them. And so a lot of her clothing had lost elasticity in it and stuff, and like her little bustiers and stuff. And so we went through box and box and box. And at the very end, it was crazy because I was just like, I felt like there was no more like left for me. And it just was godsend. I really feel like it was fate. I found this last little raggedy box at the very bottom. I don't know if you remember, but a lot of people mistake that Selena's last performance was at the Astrodome, but it wasn't. It was actually in El Dorado. And she wore the green bolero jacket that had the penguin tails and it had the velvet black swirls.
Okay.
With the matching black, with little green and black swirl shorts. And like she had medias and the high like ankle high shoes. Anyways, and it was just crazy because I was like, I pull it out and it's just like all together. And it looks almost exactly like it, but not. It doesn't have the penguin tails on it. And I'm just like, all right, mom, I see what you're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. So I ended up wearing that outfit for the second round, not even thinking that, again, I'm doing like, there was no such thing as a tribute in my head or impersonate, nothing like that in my head. Okay. I dressed as my mother, just so happened to sing Selena's songs. And people all of a sudden at that time, well, you know, these times, it's all social media. So like your videos go viral and things like that. So after I sang Bidi Bidi Bomb Bomb for the second round in the Quequerias, they enjoyed it. And it all of a sudden, I wasn't at that time, I was not savvy with social media. And people had my videos all over YouTube. And so they were like, oh my God, is this what you do? Are you a Selena impersonation? Or what are you, you know, it was never like tribute or anything. It was just like, are you an impersonator? Or I was like, no, I actually just dressed as my mother. You know, I got to put on her outfit and I was like, oh my God, I'm fully developed now. Cause I remember wearing her high heels and I like to hear the clicking of the tacones walking, you know, I was older. I felt like I, you know, and so it was really, really a beautiful thing that I never knew that was planting a seed that it was going to grow to what it was. So then all of a sudden my videos are going viral from this performance. And I started getting Facebook messages from Messenger and I'm like, who are these people calling me? Like, I didn't even know that you can have people reach out to you at that time that can actually call you like that. So I had this lady Maria. Okay. And oh man, she was persistent, but I was like, okay, she looks innocent. She looks like my tia. You know what I mean? But I was like, I don't know. I just don't trust easy. I was like, why is she blowing up my phone? So I decided one day after like she called me like the 100th time and I was like, she was like, mija, answer your phone. Like she knew me or something. Mija, por favor, contesta tu teléfono. Te estoy llamando. Tengo una pregunta. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, hello? You know, I'm like all weird about it, awkward. And I was like, I noticed that you've been trying to get in contact with me, you know. She was like, ay, Dios mío, ya estaba no contestabas, like, you don't want to talk to me. And I was like, Maria, I don't even know you. it's crazy. Okay, I'm not even, it's crazy. And so she's like, Wes, I was just calling you, because she spoke English and Spanish, so Spanglish, you know. So she's like, I was calling you because my daughter is a huge Selena fan, and I've seen all your videos everywhere. And I was like, what videos, you know? I was like, what videos are you talking about? She was like, on YouTube and on here and on there. And I'm like, I mean, can I see these videos? Because I don't know what you're talking about. She was like, well, I seen you impersonating her. You were wearing this green jacket. And she was like, I would love to have you at my daughter's 15.
Oh, and very cool.
Right. And I was like, no, Maria was like, I appreciate you reaching out. I was like, I said, I did do, because she was like, you're lying, basically. Like, you're lying to me. I seen your videos. And I was like, I said, well, I did do a karaoke contest that I kind of just did for fun. And it was nothing more than that. I said, so I don't really have like a full-blown performance like to do. And I appreciate, you know, the gesture of you, you know, calling me and asking me, you know. She was like, you know, she was like, and then you already know, you can't lie to no Mexican. You know, she was like, Mija, look, I'm not going to ask you again. She goes, you got to do this. She goes, because my daughter, here she goes with the little guilt trip. She's like, my daughter has Down syndrome.
Oh.
And she's like, uh-oh. And it's not really a true quinceañera, but she's actually turning 45. And I was like, okay. So I'm just listening in. And she's like, she has Down syndrome. She's turning 45. And I don't know if you know, but a lot of people that do have Down syndrome tend to have a lot of complications as a baby growing up. And yes. She said, so unfortunately, we never really got to give Nelda, her name, Nelda, the opportunity to have these, you know, these beautiful things in her life. So now that she's doing a little bit better, we wanted to have this, you know, and what a huge obstacle that she came to make it to 45 years old, you know?
Wow.
I'm sitting here just overwhelmed with all this information, you know, and I'm like, oh, no, she just didn't tug at my heartstrings, you know? And I was like, okay, so I said, okay, well, Maria, I said, honestly, I mean, I just performed those two songs. She was like, well, is there a way that you can, you know, I'm sure you could, if you could do that, you could do more, you know? And yeah. I was like, I thought about it. And she was like, and then you could wear the, do you have the purple Astrodome outfit? And I was like, I've never done this before. I was like, I was actually dressed as my mother. I said, so I said, I don't know how much I can explain to you that this, I honestly, this was never planned. I don't have like a whole Selena wardrobe like I have now, you know, obviously I don't have that. Yeah. And she was like, well, I would like to tell you, Mija, like you're like a daughter to me now. Like it's already done. So if official, she done blessed me with the, you're my daughter now. And she was like, because I want you to do this so badly for her because she's such a huge fan. And I just don't really know how much time that she really has to live.
Oh
and,
boy.
And I was like, okay. And so then, I'm like, Lord, I was like, can you give me a second? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I feel terrible because I was like, okay, Maria, look, I've never done this. I'm probably never going to do this again. I was like, you tugged at my heartstrings. I don't know how we're going to come up with this. I don't have the purple outfit. I could probably wear my mother's outfit again because it's very similar to the Selena one anyway. And she was like, no, I got seamstress in my family. It's already done.
Oh.
She was like, what we're going to do is I will meet you. And I kind of got a little uncomfortable again because like, I'm just going to meet just this random person. I don't know. I just don't know. And I mean, she sounded sweet. She sounded just like my tia, you know, and I wanted to believe that. So I was like, she goes, I'll meet you. I was like, well, Maria, I mean, so we were meeting at a Starbucks. Okay. Here in Texas City, out of all places, she was like, I'll go to you. She's like, I live over here in Pasadena, but I'll go to you and we can talk it over so that you know that I'm not like no freaky Jason or anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, you know, take you and kidnap you. And it was funny because she had a great personality too. And so we met, long story short again, we end up getting into cahoots. I said, okay, I'll put a performance together. And in the meantime, she was like, you'll meet my family. She was like, and we'll do measurements. And I would like to donate the Astrodome outfit to you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting here going like, this lady doesn't even know who I am. Like, it's insane to me because I'm like, okay, like who does this? You know, who does that? So then we end up going through the process of all that. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I literally grabbed a microphone and like an amp and like, okay, growing up, we knew who Selena was. So I knew a lot of her music. I've never performed it and knew like basically, you know, just to do the full performance, you know?
Yeah.
So I got together, I got six songs. And I started with a disco medley, which is actually pretty hard, by the way. So I did the disco medley, I chose other songs from there, like Bidi Bidi Bam Bam, Tecno Cumbia, Si Una Vez, and things like that, just like six songs. And so I practiced and I practiced, and I was like, hey, make it or break it, like whatever, this is what she wanted. So I don't know if I'm gonna be good at it or perfect at it or whatever. And it just, honestly, that's what started everything. That was the first performance besides whenever I entered the contest, not knowing that it was going to develop into that. So technically I didn't just like, oh, you know what, you guys, I look like Selena. I actually got pushed into it. Well, because of Maria.
Yeah. You know?
So it was something that man, I just, I really feel like it's fate. I mean, I cannot make this up. And so after that, all of a sudden, I started getting all these calls for bookings. So the first, you want to know who contacted me next? Dr. Phil and his crew. Had me yes, they contacted my, because at that time, I did not have a team. I didn't even know what to call this. There was no such, when I wore the jumpsuit, I just did it for Nelda and her family because that's what they wanted.
Okay.
And she was asking me like, how much do I pay you? And I was like, you don't have to pay me. Like I'm just paying it forward. You know, I enjoyed myself doing it at that time, but this is the last time I'm ever going to do this, but thank you. And then all of a sudden it just kept on growing. And so Dr. Phil and his crew obviously contacted us. And basically they flew me and a friend out to Hollywood, and not knowing they didn't give us that much information, but they were like, look, I promise you that this is what it is. We can't release that much information because we don't want TMZ to find out. And I'm like, now you playing. Like, TMZ? TMZ? The hell am I? Like, right. Who the hell am I? And you're talking about TMZ, and we're like, you know, I'm from Texas City, and you're talking about way over here in Hollywood and TMZ. Like, what?
Wow. But,
and well, so I'm like, I'm telling my friend, I'm like, this is insane. So we were like, you know what, let's go. You know, we signed contracts and all that was done. And we end up getting to Hollywood. There's this whole building. We walk inside and it's just all black. And I was like, oh my God, they're about to take my organs. and I cannot, oh my God. And it was just crazy. So we go in there, and long story short, I was hired by their family. It was his son's Jordan's 30th birthday. So his 30th birthday. Mm. They rented out this whole building. Well, you know, I mean, you know, we have quinceañera, and that mm-hmm. looks like a lot of money to us. Oh, no. Mm-mm. They had walls full of like full blown roses from head to toe. He was a huge Tim Burton fan, and these walls were just massive. I mean, they had people catering. They had Cirque du Soleil there. They ended up putting me in a room with like Star Wars figures. They had like little Mario people, big Marios, little Luigis, big Luigis. I felt like that was a trip that somebody would be if you were on drugs. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting here thinking, how and who am I?
Wait a minute. This was for Dr. Phil's son?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now I'm getting it. Okay. I got
Jordan.
You.
Yes. Okay. For his son. And it just is insane. So then it just started from there. Like all of a sudden I started to get all these bookings, and I realized that it started to become very popular. And I, like I said, I just almost really got pushed into it. And it's almost like I felt like God was like, this is your calling. You know, and not saying because at the end of the day, I would never be Selena, but she paved a way for me. You know, I did not know in the future that I was actually going to have my own music. So since it went, once it was developing into what it was, it's like, it's crazy. Cause when I first did my first competition, you know, that I was forced into by my friend, thankfully, but again, I was like, girl, you're wrong. But it was not only a tribute. It ended up not being just a tribute to Selena. It ended up being a tribute to my mother, because it ended up bringing her back to me after so many years that they have not been, she's been out of my life. I have not had a mother figure, you know? Wow. And it just is, it's so beautiful. And that's why I get so passionate. And I'm so thankful when people give me these opportunities to tell my story, because I know, I don't know if you know, but I get a lot of backlash. I get a lot of hate, and that's how this world is, and that's okay. And especially on social media. But once I get a chance to tell my story, that it's not like I grabbed a mic and I was like, hey, I'm her, you know, it was never that. You know, and so it just gives me the opportunity to be able to show people that it's more than just wanting to be her or being her, you know, or claiming that I'm her, or taking her, basically taking her accomplishments and making them mine. That's not what it is. If anything, Selena, as a Mexican American for myself, she instilled in me and showed me that I too, as a Mexican American, can live the American dream. Whether it's me, I just so happen to get in the music industry and happen to be this Selena tribute artist now, you know, because, and the reason why we titled it that is because I was using my own vocals, because most impersonations are either in the drag world and they lip sync. So that's how we decided to call it that. So it's just a little bit to kind of differentiate that a little bit. And it just, It's insane.
I think that's let me blow us up here. I think that's better when these tribute artists use their own vocals, because like you said, some people think, oh, they're going to just be, they think they're this person and they're up there just pretending. And if you're actually out there singing with your own voice and, you know, giving it all you got, I think that is an artist. And I think that's a good thing. And Alyssa, she got, the story I would have never thought.
Yeah.
It's like she didn't want to do it.
Right.
And look at her now.
No,
that's awesome.
Look, I just,
it wasn't in the plan, but you know, things fall into place for a reason.
And you're absolutely right. The universe definitely set it up. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Listen, and I love your lipstick, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a question for the beautiful Amanda?
I want to know, I'm sure you do like tons of shows, but what, besides the quinceañera, what is like your most memorable, most like awe moment for you as a performer? Like what stage have you been on that you're like, I can't believe I'm here?
So, man, the one
besides this show.
Yeah, right. Besides this show right here. Okay. This is a different status. Let me bring it down a notch where when I started, this one performance that I'll never forget. Of course I've had the pleasure to be able to perform on grand stages and do halftime shows and things of that nature. For the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox, they were having a Como la Flor themed, you know, for the whole like stadium to come out, you know, bring your family, your friends. It's going to be a Selena night. And so they contacted me to perform. And so I did three songs and I sang the national anthem, which was really cool. And I performed in front of 45,000 people.
Wow.
Insane. And I don't know if you've seen the footage. I actually just started reposting all that because it started to pop up on my memories and I was able to put it, repost it. And it was amazing because I just sat there and thought after the fact, watching it, like, wow, like who am I to be able to do this for these people to be so, knowing that I'm not her, but it showed that I was able to give a little bit, my little flea market version of Selena back to these people, you know, these beautiful people. And I got to throw the first pitch too. So and you see all these great celebrities, people that have already made it, you know, so it just made me feel like, wow, what an honor. What an honor. Just super grateful. You know, look, right now I just got the chicken skin talking about it. I did like, cause I am super grateful, you guys. Like I do not boast this at all. I'm just grateful and I'm riding the wave while I can, you know, cause I'm not going to stay young forever. I'm going to have to retire and hang up the boosty caca eventually. so that was one of the most memorable, but if I could tell you more, I love performing for, yes, on stage and, you know, for grand stages and things like that. Like I perform for the Dallas Mavericks halftime show with my band. And that's the other thing. Like, look, I even forget and I get shocked myself because the tribute not only started with just me singing with the instrumentals in the background, it grew to me having my own band. Insane. Never did that. Just went. And it's like God was like, boom. Like I never knew that I was going to be able to catch on and have that talent. And I did. And it just is amazing. You know what I'm saying? I'm shook. And, but my favorite performances really are the ones that I get to perform in people's living rooms, in people's, you know, garages. Like I still, I'll go perform in a ditch. Like, it's just so awesome because like you see all these people that cry, that tell you stories of their experiences. I've done I performed for baby showers, for funerals. I've performed for like people in their living room. Like I said, Mother's Day, which is a beautiful thing, you know. So because you get to connect with these people, those are my favorite ones because these people tell me stories. Like there was this one time that I performed for the Fiesta Peoria in Arizona. And this lady was like, oh my God, did you already perform? And I said, yeah, I'm sorry, you missed my performance. And she was like, I'm so devastated. And I was like, I'm sorry. And she ended up telling me a story about how her daughter was 16 years old and like literally passed away like 2 weeks before this. And oh my God. And I was like, what? She was like, we were huge Selena fans and we were always, you know, singing her songs, even up to the day that she finally passed away. And it just was crazy. And she's holding me crying and embracing me, you know? And it just is, it just shows you that I could bring a little joy to somebody's life. You know, and that's what it really is at the end of the day, that it's not so much like for the fame or for me to become Selena or I claim that I'm Selena. It's the people that I touch, the people that I've impacted, the people that see like, oh my God, I can do that too. I inspire the younger generation as well, because even for me, Selena inspired me. Like I said, she showed me that I too can live the American dream. And as a Mexican American, knowing that my family was born and raised in Mexico, I was actually born here in the United States. So all my sisters and brothers, my mom and my dad were born in Mexico. They came down here to build a better life for themselves. And actually the business that my dad had opened is actually still open till this day. But unfortunately they passed away, whenever I was 6 years old. So I didn't have them in my life for very long. And then my sister, who is only, when she was 18, she had to take us in, you know? Mm-hmm. It definitely was, a hard, life for us as well. But, you know, it's cool because she inspired me, showed me that you don't have to be Mexican and raise other people's kids or like be the traditional, I'm gonna cut your grass and I'm gonna be the one that makes your food for you and things like that. Like we can be doctors, we can be nurses, we can be lawyers, we can be entertainers, we could be those people too. And that's what Selena meant. And I think that's why whenever I first got into the whole Selena tribute thing or started calling it that and it started to take off, people were like, hold up. Hold up. Who are you? Let me sniff you a little bit. Let me see what you're about. Because they didn't know, because there was no such thing as a Mexican impersonation or any Latino impersonation. Yes, you got the Elvis. Yes, you got the Marilyn Monroe's. Yes, you go to Vegas and that's all you see. But there was no such thing at that time as a Latino impersonation, right? I got a lot of backlash and you already know us Mexicans, we are very, very protective. So it's like, hold up. That's our queen. Like, you know what I mean? That is like people's daughters in their heart.
Right.
That's people's, how she made them feel. That's their family because she showed those people as well in that generation. And now that they could too. That she inspired them and showed them that like, oh man, okay, I have dark hair. I got the nalgas. I got the big, with the red lipstick and we're voluptuous and we could be that too. And I just think it's just such an amazing thing because I'm just like a little speck of salt on that. There's no way I could fit in her shoes. I'm trying to make my own shoes. You know what I'm saying? But definitely a blessing that she was able to pave a way for somebody like myself, especially because like, my parents came down here to build a better life for us and unfortunately lost their lives. And then we struggled through that too, being raised by my sister. She was young, but again, there's no right or wrong way. She didn't know any better, but I'm here, I'm healthy, I'm thankful. And it just, because like growing up, we did listen to Tejano music. We were introduced to Spanish, like chente. My grandma was over there dancing, quitando sus calzones and throwing them and stuff, doing gritos, I remember, sus brasieres y todo, throwing up. I just remember growing up, my parents, our family was like this, And so they were like the key holders, really, because my dad literally brought all my family from Mexico. And my family that has the business now and that have their lives here now is because of my family. They were like, let's go and do something crazy and make a better life for ourselves, And it just is a beautiful thing because, again, as a Mexican American, we are continuing to show that we too can fit in. We are not the minorities. We come strong, and my family, we had huge family values. I just remember listening to, because they're the ones who introduced me to that type of music, And, mm-hmm. you know, so listening to, you know, having barbecues, you already know we have an, we get an excuse to, we make up an excuse to have a party for anything. It's like, it's raining outside, it's a rain party. You know, we're going to have a rain party right now. You know, anything. And so we would have barbecues in the background. My grandmother lived with us, you know, and, you know, again, we'd be out there having dance competitions, trying to see who can dance, you know, better. My grandma's over there echando peditos, you know, dancing and singing. And it just, look, I get the chicken skin again, because it just is a beautiful thing. I would have never known that my life would have transitioned to what it is, because, you know, they instilled in me to make sure you have a good education. You go to school. My mom and dad busted their tails to do what they needed to do for us. And, you know, being that I wasn't, you know, that they weren't in my life, it was known to, you need to have a clock in and clock out, you know,
yes.
type of career. And you know, so, I mean, even before this whole Selena thing had became what it is, I actually had got my real estate license. I actually had my own career. I was actually in the car business before that, because that's whenever the market kind of crashed. So I was like, what am I going to do? I'm, you know, I'm super young. I don't know what I'm going to do from here. So I got in the car business and excelled in that. And I became a finance manager. And then from then on, it just kind of kept me in the scoop with the whole sales aspect. So if I decided to go back and do my real estate stuff, I could do that. And so then I got out of that and started to do nursing. And that's actually what I actually, in 2020, decided to make the leap of faith to be like, hey, okay, God, you got me. I'm going to go ahead and leave now that the coronavirus is here. I decided to make that transition, because I noticed that the Selena stuff and not only that, but my music started to take off to where it was basically consuming every day of my life. So in a good way, you know, and so I literally got out of it to do this full time, because technically I was pushed into it, and I'm super grateful for these opportunities, you know, that I've gotten. And now, not only that, it's led me into Amanda Solis, my own artist, who, you know, I can't wait, you know, for people to hear my EP that will be coming out pretty soon. You know, I already have music that's out right now that you can actually download on all digital platforms. Like, I have Quebra La Bota. I don't know if you've heard it, or like Puro Pinche Party, or La Quita. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, I think a lot of people, whenever I started.
So you have music out right now?
Yes.
And yes. On all like the yes. like iTunes and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I actually dropped already 6 songs right now. And I even have a Christmas song.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So everybody can go to and just look up Amanda.
Yep. Okay, look up Amanda Solis. iTunes, Apple, Spotify, you name it, YouTube, on all digital platforms.
Hmm. Alyssa, see what this turned into for her?
I'm like,
and now, yeah.
Eddie, yes. I'm gonna let you ask Amanda a question right now, but what a way to get into something like this, just from a karaoke date, a night out with a friend, and it's like, it's meant to be. It's meant to be. And I like what she said. You know, she's going to ride this. And she should, you know, whatever it takes. Because mm-hmm. you can always go back, and you have that education to do the other stuff. Yeah, you got to take this and just keep rolling with it. And very smart woman. I like that. That was about when she was telling me all the stuff she was doing for people, how people love Selena and stuff like that. And a lot of people love Selena. I remember back in the day, yes. you know, before, you know, she passed away and all that. People love that woman.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Still to this day, and people get emotional over her. So I can see when they see you and what you're doing.
Well, it's because she broke so many barriers for so many people, because she was a woman in a man-dominant industry where it was like, girl, step aside. We, you know, as the men, they're coming in. It was a dominant men, like old men only, you know, and she came in and was like, just absorbed everybody. She had this great spirit, this great energy, and super talented. And not only that, she showed, because it wasn't just her voice and her music. She was smart. She was educated. She, you know, she was, how do you say that? She was a seamstress. She made her own clothes. She had her own clothing line. I mean, things that people are doing now. Yes, like a Beyonce now, but, you know, Selena, to me, she's way up here. So
she had a lot of talent. She had a lot of talent.
At such a young age. That is insane, you know?
It's kind of like Amanda. She had a lot of talent, but she had to get pushed into it a little bit to find out.
I would have never. I tell you what, I don't mean to cut you off, but I promise you, I would have never done this if that would have never happened. I would have never thought. Because, I mean, I think it's just traditionally we think like, well, I got to clock in. Oh, that's my family. You know, we work hard. This is what we got to do to go to the next step. But I would have never thought that I could have this type of career.
Wow. Eddie, what do you think about this? You got to ask Amanda.
Great story.
Eddie up here. Eddie, you got a question for the beautiful Amanda.
So is that when you knew, when the coronavirus is that when you knew that you wanted to do this, pursue it full time? And do you still keep in touch with Maria?
Actually, yes. Okay, so yes, for the 2020 and the coronavirus thing, I knew at that time, because I was super scared, because all I knew was you got to clock in and clock out. Like, that's like your
stability.
Yes, stability.
Stability.
Stability. You got it first. Yes. That is what it is. And so it freaked me out. And I was like, you know what? I got to put faith. I mean, if this is what it's turned into, I'm going to regret if I don't jump into it full time. Mm-hmm. So I did. And I was like, ooh, my foundation was like, ooh, I was freaking out. But it God has not let me down. I have excelled since then. And it's been an amazing thing. And back to Maria. So Maria, yes, till this day, she still talks to me. She comes and visits me. She comes and sees my shows. But unfortunately, so Nelda, she would always bring Nelda to all my performances. Mm-hmm. But she ended up, she passed away from COVID. I know, I just heard all y'all's voices and it's crazy because all the things, all the obstacles that she overcame to be taken out by COVID.
Oh, wow. The daughter?
Yeah. Nelda, yes, the one Nelda. That I yes.
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. Amanda,
yes,
so Amanda, yes. Your wow. music
the very
is,
first quinceañera.
The music you've done on your own is strictly Spanish?
Yeah, so okay, what's funny is that yes, I love that you asked me that question because I think everybody is always like, how did you do that? Is it because you wanted to continue to like be a like Selena? And it was like, not at all. I mean, I spoke Spanish growing up because that's all the language that my parents spoke. I you know, obviously growing up with Spanish and English, that's how I learned English. But it's kind of funny because like, if you don't use it, you lose it. So mine is very quebrado. It's very broken. But once I hang around like my people, all of a sudden it starts to come back, you know, it just comes secondhand. But I decided, I was like, well, I guess I'll go ahead and I would love to continue to represent, you know, because I'm proud of my raices and stuff. So I was like, this is what I want to do. And I continue to sing in Spanish. And some of the songs like Puro Pinche Party and Loquita has a little bit of Spanglish, you know, and eventually I'll introduce English as well. But yeah, so I do have all Spanish and a little bit of Spanglish in there too, because since I am Tex-Mex, you know, so
yeah.
Yeah,
I was looking at one of your songs, Mamalona.
Okay, so I know that, look, I'm all getting in the camera. I'm like, I know. And it's crazy because I know most people thought like, okay, she's gonna do same thing as Selena. She's gonna make the same Selena music. She's gonna dress like, she's gonna do everything like her. She's gonna do this. No, I was like, at the end of the day, I'm always gonna be Amanda Solis, you know? Right. So I have my own style. I have my own personality, obviously. But again, that's why, so we, with my team and my producers and things like that, you know, yeah. So I have two producers out of Corpus Christi, ironic, out of Corpus Christi, right? And so I did a few songs, which we call like, we're trying to come up with a new sound, you know? Mm. So the Mamalona one that you just seen is more like a rap. So I think, my whole EP is like, it's like a whole cluster of like, girl, what? Like there's all kinds of, it's going to take you all over the place. Yeah. So that, because it's going to show you that I am versatile, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, it's pretty crazy because once people start hearing it, they're like, what? Because I even have a Zapateado that was the first single that I came out, which was Quebra la Bota. I don't know if y'all could play that and hear it. That's one of my favorite ones. And then the last one that I just dropped was the Mamalona, which was more, and then I actually just recorded a corrido too. Mm-hmm. So it's like all over the place, but again, it's to show you that I have my own like music and my own personality. It's not attached to Selena. If anything, Selena has paved the way for me though.
I just thought of something, guys. I was thinking, okay, she was, I heard her say she had a Christmas song, so I was thinking,
look, I'm getting excited. I'm starting to perspirate. I got a tattoo. When I get excited, I start to sweat. I'm like, oh look.
I know what I want, Alyssa. I know you guys are probably wondering what I want for Christmas, but I want to play that song by Amanda, her Christmas song, but I want her in a present, and I want her to come out of the present just for me and only me.
You know,
that's what I want.
You know what was cool about that song? So I literally, okay, so we got with my producer, with my team, wrote that song and recorded that song and performed it in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks. We did that whole song. I ended up performing it for, it's the, it was so for Christmas, the KHOU, something lights, like they're, it's like they're, they do it annually. And, okay. And I, it's like, it's
like the light ceremony or something.
Yeah. Like, so that, yeah.
Christmas
so
lighting.
Yes. And so it was so cool. It was inside the studio and, I had like all these little cute little backup dancers, these little girls that were dancing like little candy cane outfits. And, and I was dressed as a nutcracker. It was super cute. Like a super cute nutcracker girl, you know, with a little chinga that has on the shoulders. And it was, I mean, even for myself, it was crazy because we wrote it in 1 week, recorded it, and performed it all like within 2 weeks. To me, that was crazy because most of the time it takes a lot more for the production, right, and things like that. So that to me was like, wow. Like, it's almost like I just graduated. You know what I'm saying? I graduated. I got a little, you know, little trophy on that. So it was really, really cool.
Wow. I got to ask one more time before, because I kind of liked when she was doing that stuff on her face, when she was patting her. Can you patting. Do that for me one more time? It'll make me feel better greasy about myself.
I was, am I still greasy?
Oh, look at that.
I'm like, en la nombre de gallina también, you know, like.
So. Well, listen, this is how I picture when girls get ready for me.
Right.
I like to picture it anyway.
Right.
Alyssa, you got another question for Amanda here.
So what do you have coming up? Do you already have performances like for the rest of the year? Are you really, really booked? What major kind of things are you
like major things coming up?
Are you going like on tour for yourself? Are you going on tour as Selena?
So as of right now, since the Selena stuff has been so, you know, I guess it's just been growing so much. I've been on tour for the Selena performances and being booked as a Selena tribute artist. And so I've been traveling all around, you know, the United States, and again, all around the country, really. So it's been such a blessing with that, that it's developed into now, like I have my music and there is people for different, like quinceañeras and things of that nature, mm-hmm, or people that I perform for that do request for me to sing my songs too. So it's really cool. But as of now, like what I would like to do, since, you know, I need to differentiate for other people to differentiate those, I do like a wardrobe change, you know, so that I can get out of the whole Selena, mm-hmm, get up, but I can't take off my face. At the end of the day, I'm not saying that I look exactly like her, but I know that we do have some similarities, you know? So it is kind of hard for some people to differentiate. So that's the reason why I kind of change into my own wardrobe and then sing my own music when it's requested. So I do travel all around the country and I am booked right now. I'm booked up until like right now people are booking for 2023, 2024.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, until God's like, girl, it's time to hang it up.
Yeah.
I think that I will be riding this wave until, and in the meantime, I still have the pleasure that people will obviously get to know who Amanda is in the meantime as well, because I do both, you know, so I introduce both and I try to, you know, fill in both. And yeah, so that's right now. I have not been booked completely for just the Amanda Solis music, but my EP will be coming out pretty soon and it's called The Quinceañera Queen. Because you're right, because of traditionally, like how we, as a, you know, since my tribute has been taking off, I've perform at so many fiestas and so many quinceañeras and things. And what is a quinceañera? A quinceañera has a DJ. You have all kinds of mixtures of songs, country music. You got the Hano music. You got, you know, you name it, rap, whatever it is. And that's what I feel like my music really came out to be, you know, is just a cluster of all personalities, all, you know, my whole, just who Amanda Solis is. And, you know, working alongside my team, who is Street Science, out of Houston, and I also have my producers too, Smoke out of Corpus Christi, and I don't know if you know of Dusty out of Corpus Christi as well, that helped me produce these songs well. So my EP will be dropping, hopefully. I don't have that date yet, but it is coming out pretty soon. It is titled The Quinceañera Queen. So y'all got to stay tuned, because we are also going to be dropping my new corrido pretty soon too. So I definitely got to keep in touch with you guys and let you know that.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say that. You most definitely do, because we got to work on her social media skills, because
he's like, I've been trying to message her and right. an automated machine.
Yeah, if you're ever out in LA, let us know. And I'd love to
come see you.
You know what's crazy? So at the beginning of all this, my career, I was always in and out of LA. And like ever since like COVID had came, I don't know what it is, if people are scared to bring other people. I don't know. I have, ever since then, I have not been that way since then. Since COVID came knocking at the door, I have not been invited to to go back to LA, which is crazy. Wow. So maybe you can plant a little seed. Plant a little seed. And hey, you never know, and have me perform out there or something. And yeah, I mean, and then do a live interview or something. I would love to meet you guys, you know. I mean, awesome to be able to build.
I got a question. Let's say you were able to come out here because we got strong presence and we've got a good word for you out here, right?
Yeah.
And let's say we came to your show and I was in the audience with my co-host here. Would you look at me and sing what's that song? Is it Dreaming of You? Is it Dreaming of You? Is that Selena?
Late at night. Yeah, it's Dreaming of You.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have. Would you do that for me? Just like stare at me the whole time and sing that?
Yeah, live in the flesh, absolutely.
No, like if you were performing, if you came out to a performance and somebody booked you, we would go to the show, but you would have to find me in the crowd with my co-host.
You know what I would do for you? I would actually call you for quequería so I could smack you around a little bit.
Right.
Oh, now she's talking. I like that.
Bring you on stage.
Have y'all ever seen that her perform quequerías where she grabs somebody from the crowd?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Y'all need to check that out, because then you're going to be like, you know what? I still will sing Dreaming to You. Yes, absolutely. But the que crees is so much fun. The guys buckle and they get all nervous, and like, you know, she gets like real close to your face. And it's just, I absolutely, that is one of my favorite songs to perform, because it's so interactive and people are just like doing gritos out there and getting excited, you know, because technically what that song is about is like, okay, so as the woman and the man, you know, the man stands up the girl and never, you know, basically shows up and leaves her there. And then he shows up whenever he wants to. And it's like, oh, so you just expect me to wait on you hand and foot? Pero tú, ¿qué creías? And she grabs him and like throws him like, it's just so cool. And you got to feel, and you feel it. Like even talking about it gives me the chicken skin, and people get so hyped. I do. And people get so hype on that song, that one, and always Baila Esta Cumbia. Baila Esta Cumbia is whenever everybody, I don't know if you notice any of my performances, but it's like, I mean, a whole party all around, but it's cool. So yeah, if you do invite me out there, I promise you I'll sing that one and Dreaming of You too.
Yes, I think if I'm going to let anybody, a woman slap me, it's going to be Amanda. I think I can like that one. Hey, before I forget, I want to mention, photographer out in Texas, Henry Singleton.
Yeah.
I actually saw you and I don't know how it came about, but Henry was at one of your shows in Texas or something. He took some videos or pictures and he kind of told me a little bit about you that I don't know. He says, I don't know if she remembers me, but I gave her some pictures or something like that for, I don't know if there was a show recently in Texas that you did, or I think I shared one of the videos that I don't know if you saw.
Was it in Harlingen?
I don't know. You know what? I should have got my notes a little better, but I wanted to just give him a shout out because he was pretty hyped that you were coming on the show, and he said he just saw you and you gave a great performance. He took pictures of you, and he said he sent them to you. So I wanted to throw that up.
He probably did, and I probably do. I that's not ringing a bell. I need to know what performance it is. I'm sure I get, yes, I would definitely go back but thank you so much. I don't know what pictures it is or what performance it is. I'm still trying to think. That's terrible. I'm like,
Amanda
put me on the spot.
Amanda gets so many, so it's, but you know what picture she doesn't have, Alyssa?
What?
My picture. That's the one picture she doesn't have that she needs.
You're gonna send me a self-portrait. You're gonna be like, selfie.
Oh, yes, there you go. That's what I do. Alyssa, do you have anything before we leave here?
I'm just really excited to meet you. I mean, I love Selena, and you know, it's seen the movie I don't know how many times. I kind of watch different things. Yeah. I even watch like different documentaries on her. Yeah. And, you know, I just, you know, what you're doing is really great. Just keep it up as long as you can.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate it. And I'm just glad to, you know, being that you're a huge Selena fan as well. Well, all of you are huge Selena fans. You know, at the end of the day, I always repeat myself over and over because I want people to know that I am super grateful, and I do not boast in this. I'm just grateful for these opportunities. At the end of the day, I know that I'm Amanda Solis, and I'm grateful that she did pave a way for a Mexican-American like myself to live the American dream, to know that I have a true talent that I never knew that I had. So if it wasn't for her and my friend calling me out, I would have not known. And so I do not boast in this. I'm just riding the wave while I can, and I'm just grateful that I could give this back to you guys and give just a little bit of the flea market version of Selena to you guys. And I always say that because just to break the ice so people don't think that I'm really trying to take credit for, you know, for everything that she's built.
Exactly. Eddie, do you have any closing words for the beautiful?
Continued success. And yes, you are a beautiful woman. And
thank you. I appreciate that.
I hope you do come out to LA so we can catch a show.
I'm going to hold you on that. I'll be like, where's my airplane ticket? I know. It would. Yeah. I'm telling you, I've been asked so many times because I've been to Sacramento. I could count like on how many times on my hand, Sacramento, you know, just Hollywood, you name it. I've been out there so many times. And then after COVID, I don't know. So yeah, what part of Los Angeles are you in?
We're in like LA, Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah. LA, Orange County.
I haven't been out there yet. Let me check. Yeah. And hey, look at this 12-12 right now. The universe is talking to us.
Yes.
Right.
Well, let me tell you this, Amanda. You haven't been out this way, but when you do, you will never forget it. Let me tell you this.
Okay.
Never. I'm gonna
make it memorable.
No, it's gonna be memorable. You may be the entertainer, but I know how to put on a show myself, and I'm not much of a singer.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna hold you to that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we heard back from Henry. He says it was the Lolo car show earlier this year in San Antonio.
Oh yeah, the Lolo car show. Yes. Sorry, that's Henry.
It was in Harlingen.
Harlington.
Yes, Harlingen.
Harlingen.
Okay, San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
But yes, I want to thank we all want to thank you for coming on. And yes, you are Amanda. Everybody go to all the music platforms and look up Amanda Solis. I got to learn to say this right.
Before we visit each other, you got to get my name right.
Okay, let me try it. Solis.
I see, yes. Amanda Solis.
There you go. See, I'm ready for her now. I got my cologne on and I'm ready.
Look, everybody, he didn't even hesitate. He's like, I got it. No, look, did you notice? Look, so I started because I was like, ooh, girl, your nails are busted. So I was like, I have to glue some nails on. I was missing one, so I had to glue a little yellow one on. You're probably like, what is that?
No, I thought it was like a special something.
No. Well, we'll leave it at that. It was for the special for the M25. For the-
Oh, there you go. That's what I like to hear.
That's the thing, because I've got one that's a different color, too.
Oh,
see,
yes. I was like, oh my God, I hope they don't see that. No. I was like, I'm missing a nail. I need to glue I just glued this one.
Oh, that's funny.
I guess, Eddie, we should have done that too, huh?
We would have never noticed.
Right? Oh, my God. But yes, for everybody that's out there, I know that you were telling them, please, I have my own personal music. I can't wait to introduce my new EP that's going to be coming out this year. It's called The Quinceañera Queen. You can download all my songs right now on all digital platforms, and I'm just really excited to introduce my music to all of you guys since y'all haven't heard it. But yeah, y'all got to listen to it because it is definitely different.
Yeah,
sure. She's the next Tejano queen.
Ooh, yeah.
Thank you for
Eddie.
That. Okay, he's sprinkling that in the universe. I'd throw that in. Right.
Yes, everybody, go check out Amanda Solis's music, but also go check out her Selena tribute videos and all that good stuff. She's a great performer. I've seen some of her videos, and I'm going to go listen to her music now after the show and get to know Amanda's music. And everybody should do that too. And when your new stuff comes out, let us know, and we'll share it the best we can out here. And like Eddie and Alyssa was saying, if you ever come out here, you better get ready. That's all I got to say.
I thought you already did. Well, I'm ready right now. Well, so look. My number is.
Hey, you said I got to work on your name. You got to work on your social media skills to message people back. So then we got it.
Right now, I'm going to take off that automated machine, whatever it is, and I'll message you.
There you go.
The auto reply.
Auto reply. Yeah.
Auto reply.
I know. I was like, look at this. I'm getting an auto reply from my.
Look, Siri was like, you're not that important. I'm sorry, not right now. Yeah.
I was humbled. I was very humbled at that. So thank you, Amanda.
That is hilarious. Oh, yeah, Amanda, that is so embarrassing, but that's awesome.
Amanda has the robocall stopper.
Right. Like, look, I'm too big for you to reach. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so embarrassed, but that's awesome. It's a great story for us to tell. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I love about.
So before you go, are you that embarrassed where you got to pat down one more time?
No, absolutely not. Am I a little breezy again? Look.
No, right. No. I just like watching
he
you
just
do
likes
it.
To see it. He just likes to see it.
Yes, I'm very, I like things.
I started all right. getting too passionately into my store. I was like, ooh, I'm getting saturated.
Right.
My face go. Is sweaty.
I love passion. All right, Amanda, thank you so much. You're a friend of our show. Anytime you would like us to help promote anything, please... it would be nice if you sent us a message or if David or your team or whatever, that's
yes,
fine.
Absolutely.
And let us know. And we'd love to have you back again soon. And especially when your new music comes out, your EP.
Yes, my EP. Yeah. And you guys, don't forget to follow me. You can find me on all social media platforms. Again, that's at BittyBittyBumBum on TikTok, on Instagram at Amanda Solis Official, and on Facebook, Amanda Solis Music.
Yes, right. I just found out she was on TikTok today. I got an alert. I'm like, oh my God, I've been promoting her all week.
See?
And then I find out she's on TikTok.
I'm gonna have to
yes.
see.
She's a little slow in that part. If I would have known from
TikTok.
the week, I would have been posting, promoting her TikTok too. So I'll do that after the show.
Yeah,
and
I have over 500,000 followers on there. It was amazing. That's what I basically of got into. Like right during the time of like when COVID hit, it's just like I had to have this outlet to express myself, and it just blew up. So I'm super grateful for that. Yeah, so you can go back and check out my videos, you guys.
So right. TikTok, go, and it's under what on TikTok?
It's at Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. It's spelled BittyBittyBumBum because it's a little different than the original song.
Okay, I'll post
Amanda
it in
Solis.
The comment. I'll post that in the comment box, the link, in case people
yes.
could write that down. And then on Instagram, it's
Amanda Solis Official.
Okay, and Facebook?
And then, on Facebook, it's Amanda Solis Music.
All right, everybody go follow her on all that stuff. And I just found out about TikTok today, so I'll be going through that later. But I've been through her other pages.
See, I didn't forget about you. I posted two posts.
Oh, I know. I saw that. I saw the first one, and I reposted it right away. I was like,
see,
oh, my
I'm
God.
Not that bougie.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not that bougie.
I'm just
all right.
kidding.
Amanda, thank you so much. Thanks, and keep rocking and doing your thing, and keep in contact with us, please.
Definitely. And again, thank you guys for this yes. opportunity, for allowing me to tell my story so passionately. Thank you so much, you guys. Love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming.
I'll
nice
see y'all
to meet
soon.
You.
I'm waiting
good
to
luck.
Jump on that plane.
Oh, God. I'm ready.
Bye.
I'm ready.
Bye,
okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Amanda Solis.
Solis.
How did I say it the first time?
Solis.
Solis.
Oh, God. Go ahead. What am I doing?
Yeah, he's wrong for that.
Oh, yeah. I thought you left.
Oh, came back.
You have to hit leave studio. Leave studio.
Oh, boy. Let me see here. Houston. Oh, Houston Strong is back, though. Where we were asking about Houston Strong. What is Houston Strong?
I think it might be one of her people.
Oh,
okay.
She was
talking about, like, the shows and stuff in her comments. So I don't know if that's, like, maybe her manager. I have no idea who that is.
I have no idea.
Me either.
Who... If you're there, Houston Strong, are you working with her, or are you just
a fan,
reporter, or what have you? Very interesting how people do these tribute things. And I guess if you're a fan of that person, I guess I could see, especially if they're passed away, I guess I could see getting, you know, you
emotional
can live through that.
Yeah.
You can live through that person because
carry
their
the
idol,
memory you know. On.
That's heavy. Heavy duty. That's too bad about that girl.
Yeah.
Down syndrome girl.
Oh, yeah.
Nettie?
Well, at least she got to fulfill that,
thing
for her.
Yeah.
And
make someone's dream come true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too much. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say.
She was a good interviewer. She was really good. Yeah,
she was really good.
Yeah, she. I think she would be. Yeah, I don't. I don't know. I heard. I saw some of her videos. She sounds pretty good, but she's just in her real voice. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
I'll have to check her out.
Yes.
I checked out some of them, but I was, you know, doing it at work and then.
Oh, her real stuff.
At work. Yeah, while I was at work, I was stuff, kind of her... looking. Yeah, I was looking at some of her videos.
Her real Amanda videos.
Yeah, well, she was performing, and there was like a big circle of people, and I was trying to like watch it. And
was it the Selena?
I think it was one of the things you. Yeah, she was at Selena. I think it was one of the videos you posted or something.
Okay, so it wasn't her music.
No,
her,
I haven't seen her yet. Yeah, no, I have her on Apple Music now, so she's one of my favorite artists.
Good. Eddie, you're gonna have to check her out too, Eddie. Okay.
I downloaded her.
Oh, look at Eddie! Now he's going to the media now. Now he wants to be part of the media.
No, on my Apple Music.
All right. Very cool.
I like that truck in her
Mamalona. Yeah, the red one.
I used to have one like that.
Oh, Eddie always has everything that everybody had.
I did, I swear. I'm
surprised you're not going to say, hey, that's my old truck.
No, yeah. I wish it was.
Or I have those boots. I have those red boots that she's got on.
I don't have red boots. I have the hat.
Is it that little white truck that you used to have, Eddie?
No, it was a truck just like that. But
I haven't seen it. Different color. I don't even know what it's
called. Oh, it's like a red Chevy, like old school
like
Chevy.
Like Sanford? Like Sanford and Son?
No, not like that.
No, not that. Not that old. More like the 80s.
Yeah.
Houston Strong says, yes, I have been going to some of her shows in Houston, Texas. Okay, but what does Houston Strong mean? You just...
I think
you're from Houston?
It's her call sign.
Oh, okay. I thought she was from Arizona or something for some reason.
No, somebody said that they were from... They said, hi, from Arizona. And she said, hi, Arizona.
Oh, I get you. Okay, I was wrong.
Houston Strong is her call sign.
I have a question.
Yes.
Tomorrow you wake up as the opposite sex. What's the first thing you do?
Play with my wiener.
Oh, Lord. Eddie.
Play with my boobs.
Eddie? Uh-oh. There's only one thing left.
Stick a finger in there.
Wait, no. We know Eddie won't do that. If he doesn't play with wiener, he's not going to stick a finger.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to do that? You don't even do yourself.
And now it is yourself, Eddie. Not somebody else's.
So, seriously, if you're a dude, you woke up a dude, why would you do that for? Just to see what it's all about?
What the fascination is? Why do guys do it all the time, 24-7?
It's overrated.
24-7.
I don't think it is.
I might walk around and jump just so to go.
Elizabeth would go
ball,
and
it hurts the ball.
Elizabeth would go and flash a woman just so to know how it feels for us guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie. So you would—that's what you would do. You wouldn't like go flash somebody just to.
No,
you know,
I wouldn't flash anybody. No.
You would just stick a finger in.
Mm-hmm. Try to find the G spot.
And Eddie would throw that.
Go back to your old self.
God.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What is she's Houston Strong? Is she never answered? What does Houston Strong
I think she's
mean?
Just a fan. Oh,
okay. It's
I think
on
she's
YouTube.
Just a fan.
Hurricane Harvey. I got you. Didn't we? Somebody say that here, Alyssa? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Alberto said it.
Oh, okay. Alberto said it is Hurricane Harvey. Okay, I got you. Got you. Got you. Well, Houston Strong, thank you for tuning in to watch the show. I hope you continue to watch on YouTube. It looks like she's watching on YouTube, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we all appreciate that you're watching. So spread the word. Houston survived Hurricane Harvey.
Mm. Yes.
Well, I don't know if we should, should we ask her what she would do if she woke up as the opposite sex? What was the first thing you would do, Houston Strong? If tomorrow you woke up as the opposite sex, what's the first thing you would do? Why does it always have to be sexual?
Why can't you? I could say I'd go back to sleep and hope I'd wake up the right sex.
No.
What else are you gonna do? Go to work or something?
Well, like like if I woke up, I want to go shopping and see what's the big deal of going through all these. How do you do that? How do you go to all these stores?
You just want to wear a dress, okay? That's what you want to go put on a whole bunch of different dresses. You can do that now. It's perfectly.
Yeah, well, but the thing is that's all you want to shop and go to 100 stores, and I can only barely go to half a store.
They can't do anything at the JCPenney to kick you out now. You want to go take 20 dresses into the dressing room? Go ahead.
You see how calm and tame I am compared to these other co-hosts? Yeah, they want talking about sex, and I just want to go shopping.
Steve would not leave the house for 20 days, man. He'd be enjoying every little part of the body.
I would go get a surgery. I could never be a man. Boy. So you don't like even what I go. Say.
Go back to sleep and hope you wake up a woman.
She'd go all Caitlin.
But it's only one day. You got one day to do whatever you want as a guy. I mean, whatever you thought, how a guy thinks, or whatever, you gotta be curious. Like Alyssa said, you would play with your wiener. Just what's the big thing about, right? What's the big thing? Is there anything else that comes to mind, Alyssa, that you would do besides that all day?
I'd
do all day.
I might enjoy it because most men usually just go to work and then they're done for the day. Women go to work, clean the house, cook. You know, take care of the kids,
still have to do all that, even though you're a man.
I just don't want to have to lift anything heavy, you know?
Well, but you'll have the muscles.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, so, listen, we'll just leave playing with the wiener, okay? That's good enough. Go get surgery. Yeah, girls don't want to be a man, huh?
No.
Some do.
Just see if anything would ever have curiosity on you. What does this guy do or think? Or just for a moment, just to know, and then go back to your old body. Your old self. Your old girl self.
That's it.
You don't have to be a man forever. Just for that day or for that couple hours or whatever. Okay, there you go. Alyssa just wants to play.
Yeah, we all want to play.
She sounds like me. She's acting like me already. I'm surprised you didn't say get my paper towels.
Yeah, I assume she doesn't want to pass out for 3 hours after. You know, she wants to be awake.
Oh, she knows how to lose the whole day. Sleepy. Yeah.
I could always go to work and make more money. You know, make more money than I'm making now.
Oh, brother. Here we go. She has to get all political.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Let me see here. Have you ever heard the term bitchalante?
Bitchalante.
Is that supposed to be like a vigilante or something? Bitchalante. I'm trying to pronounce it like that drink. What's that drink?
Michelada?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but it's probably more of a... B-I-C-H-I-L-A-N-T-E.
Let me guess. It's kind of like a vigilante. Like, you know, you go out and you beat up criminals or you kill criminals, but I guess you just go out and bitch at them.
It says be mean only to people who deserve it.
Yeah, you go out of your way. That's what you go out to do. You're
vigilante.
To you go. It's not like you just happen upon them. You go and find them. Like you'll go to the store or to the restaurant, and you see somebody, you know, acting like stupid. You know, you take it upon yourself. You know, kind of like a vigilante. Yeah. You don't go out looking for crime. You don't go out accidentally looking for crime. You go out looking for criminals, and then you take them out.
Is it an offense to be a bitch?
No.
Okay, so if a girl's considered a bitch, she's okay with that. She's not thinking, "Oh, that's."
She probably didn't.
Can a guy be a bitch too?
Yes.
Yes.
The dick.
In what way, Eddie? What way, Eddie? Like he's a pussy, or he's just bitchy? Yes. Like he's complaining. Or what is your definition of a man? You calling a man a bitch?
Like weak? Like
Like you're gonna say
pushover? Pushover?
Okay, so what do you think when you call if anybody would ever call a woman a bitch?
Opposite.
And she's mean.
Oh, she's. You see how it's. That's a complete 180.
Yeah.
A guy is weak and a girl's mean.
Because it's different. Men are supposed to be strong and the dominant one. And
so it's more of an insult to a man.
I think so.
Alyssa, you agree with that?
Yeah.
So if somebody called you a bitch, you wouldn't be like, oh, whatever. Yeah, I am. So
yeah, I'm like, I know.
It is kind of.
Tell me something I don't know.
I think it's just opposite all the way around. Like if we call a man a guy a slut, you know.
Hell yeah.
I get a lot, yeah. You know, but you can't call that a woman. That's a straight up insult.
Okay, here we go. Alyssa, what is an insult somebody can call you that you would be insulted by?
That's a good question. That you would call your man and
almost you'd be gonna... like, it would insult you and make you mad and maybe even a little hurt.
Alyssa has no feelings.
Okay, well, you make it mad.
Like, I don't know. Maybe if they call me like stupid or ignorant or, you know, something in that.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
So somebody called you stupid?
Yeah, or like.
Not even slut. What if somebody called you a slut?
Oh, okay. Well, let me know. Did I enjoy it? People can't really.
Alyssa saw your husband and call me a slut.
Oh, no.
That's not what he said. I mean, I don't really. Nothing really gets me. Like, I'm like, whatever. Because you know why? It would have to. You would have to value that person's opinion in order for them to offend you. And if it's somebody that I really don't, you know, I'm like, I don't care what the fuck you think about me.
So if it's somebody you love, like me, and I called you a bad name, it would hurt you.
Not a bad name, just...
Or
one thing is like, yeah, if somebody, like, loved me, and that, like, for me, when out of anger someone tells me, fuck you, you know, that's kind of like, that's offensive to me.
Boy, here now we're good. Everybody's like gonna start like in a up.
Like, you know, like you're arguing with somebody and they're like, "Oh, fuck you."
Okay, know? So like, this is like a relationship thing. Like if you told your partner, or, if your partner told you something, you would be hurt. Yeah. You'd be hurt about it. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, but anybody else, I'm like, I would need to value your opinion before it could offend me.
Okay, well, Alyssa, I'm glad you have no feelings and.
Do you know what is funny? My boyfriend always says, "A heart of stone." Sorry, and I'm a tell it like it is kind of girl, and that's just, you know, I don't.
You just can't let what other people say get to you. It's not
Eddie. Like... Eddie, what would somebody say to you that would make you upset?
We know that.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I better not say it again. Never mind. Forget it. I know what to say.
We know Eddie's limits.
I wasn't here for that show.
Yeah, you can watch that show. What was that, a few weeks ago?
Yeah,
Never mind, Eddie.
I'll send you a link, Alyssa.
Scratch that, Eddie. I don't want to go back to that.
I remember I called someone a cunt one time, and oh my God.
Steve deserved it that day.
No, it wasn't good.
Houston Strong says the worst thing you can do is body shame a woman.
Is that true?
For me, I'm like, when someone calls me fat, or they, I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I.
Well, you're
again,
the wrong girl here.
Yeah. I guess I think like a man, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't. I would need to value your opinion. I don't, you know, unless you're somebody like, you know, a really good friend, or you're.
Even though,
I would think, okay, yeah, you're telling me I'm fat. You know, tell me something I don't know.
Let me guess, if your boyfriend called you fat, you'd be offended?
You no, she probably
really,
say,
because I know
you didn't
I'm
say
fat.
That when you got
I know
this
I have
ass.
A big ass. I know I have, you know.
Well, no, but listen, for you right now, is that kind of a thing? Okay, you've grown up, you're matured, you know, you understand it. Like if somebody done it 15, 20 years ago, maybe you'd have a different opinion.
Probably if I was in high school and I was a little skinny little thing and someone told me I was fat, then yeah, maybe it might, you know.
That's what throws
it might just
Wait a minute. Let's clear something up here. First of all, Alyssa's not fat. We're just throwing scenarios out
she's
there.
Because
she's a very nice woman. And very,
voluptuous.
Very voluptuous woman. And,
she has it where she needs it.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people say you've got the curves in the right places. But, you know, I'm not, by all means, I'm no size six, you know.
So Eddie's calling people cunts. I don't know. I don't know if we can accept that here on the show, Eddie. I don't know who the hell you're calling that.
Eddie, what does Steve do to deserve it?
It happened
one
time.
Is this what you called me that time we had the confrontation up there?
It wasn't Steve. It was.
I would hope not. That would hurt me, Eddie. If I said something I really didn't mean, and you,
no, Carl, you can call Steve a slut. He'll be happy with that, but not a.
It was a woman, yeah. And I've regretted it ever since.
You called a woman that?
It really hurt. Really hurt. Wow.
And that led to his divorce. So he regrets it every day.
Stop it! Don't even go there. Oh, he's gonna take off. Don't do that. Yeah. I thought he was reaching for the button.
No, I saw that too. Oh shit!
He's reaching for another drink of his vodka. Don't it, Alberto? Don't. He's been doing good. He's been doing good.
My good friend,
yes.
Kelly, she just commented, Alyssa is not a normal girl to ask these questions.
Yes, we know that. So we catch ourselves in the middle of it sometimes. What are we asking her for?
And she is like one of my really good friends, so she knows me.
What's this thing about women call each other bitch? What is that for? Is that just?
It's just something they do. Just something they do.
Bitch,
yeah, I know, but
mean?
Why? Hey, what's up, bitch?
I don't know. It's just a term of endearment.
What is the flip side of a guy calling a guy? What would be the same thing?
Bro.
It's my bro. It's my homeboy.
What's the difference for calling each other a bro and a bitch?
I don't know.
Maybe if we call each other like a pussy, but not like we really mean it. Like, you know, it's trivial. Because I don't think when women, you know, maybe they can call themselves a bitch, you know, and like really mean it. But it's like, hey, you bitch.
You
know, it's not so much. It's not so much, you know, men mean. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, you're acting like a certain way, and then, or you're being a bitch, and kind of like, if us guys, you know, we don't want to do something, you fucking pussy.
Oh boy, that's I mean, like pretty heavy.
Like there was a fucking hornet's nest.
I don't call my friends.
The backyard, and I don't want to deal with it. You fucking pussy.
No, but the girls call like each other. Bitch, like, just, hey, what's up, bitch? Hey, you want to go to the show, bitch? Are you, like it's just their name. I don't call my friends, hey, what's up, pussy?
I mean, hey, I don't. Girl, I got to tell you this. Girl, let me tell you, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Bitch, did you hear what happened to so-and-so?
That's funny that we can't do that to girls, though. No, they take it the wrong way.
We can't.
I'm just being friendly if I would say that. Sure. What's up, bitch?
What's up? I was like, what's up,
host? You two aren't friends no more.
I say, hey, I heard your friends calling you. I thought that was the mating call or something. I don't know. Get a slap to the face. How come you don't slap your friends when they do that?
That's like,
it's different.
That's like a certain slur within a certain demographic, okay? Only they can call themselves that. Anybody here on the show can't use that term.
I gotcha. Like men call each other bro.
Yeah. Dogs,
I guess so.
But there's
my
no
dog. My road my dog.
No, because the thing with it, the term bitch has a negative, you know, connotation, like it's never gonna have meaning. But women call themselves that, you know, not in a negative way. Kind of the way when I say pussy, it's like, okay, you're not really a pussy if you don't want to go take care of that bee's nest, but you know.
Yeah, but bitch, I would think a woman would be kind of offended because it's basically a dog.
But you know what? The word bitch and has so many meanings. Yeah. It just depends on when you do. Just like the word fuck has, I think, the most meanings in the whole, you know, dictionary.
Oh, how did we go from bitch to fuck?
Because I'm comparing them because there's so many different meanings.
Oh. Okay, but
you can be like, you know, talking about like some, like, you know.
What's the definition of fuck? What is the definition? Sex.
Everything. Sex. I'm upset. I'm happy.
Mad.
I'm surprised. I'm confused. I'm you know.
Mad.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Okay. What's the definition of a bitch?
Oh, that's my girl. That's look at that girl's like looking good. Look at that bitch over there looking good, or look at that bitch thinking this, or look at that, or hey bitch, let me tell you this, bitch.
All right,
did you hear about so and so?
This is why you listen to the MT5 show, because you learn
because we confuse the hell out of you.
You confuse me too, Eddie.
You know, there were people who, you know, they knew everything about the world and they heard this episode and like, oh shit, they don't.
Like London used to be. Hey, Steve, in London, you can be walking your dog and someone will ask you, hey, what's your bitch's name?
Yeah.
Only in London? They don't say that here in LA? I've heard it a few times.
No. So Eddie's walking down the street with a girl and they'll be like, hey, what's your bitch's name?
Oh. Fighting words.
Yeah. Well, like, even like, you know, some people, and it's funny because I've heard not like you guys do it, but some guys do that. Oh, my bitch is at home, or all my bitch is here, or all my bitch, you know?
Yeah, that's heavy when you hear guys. Yeah. Hey, where's your bitch at? I've never said that, but that's hardcore right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or my old lady, or my, old you lady. Know.
My high woman.
Here's a question for Alyssa. What do you like to be called, like a pet name? Like, you know how some guys call their girl, that's my girl, that's my old lady, that's my
ball and what chain. Else?
I've already ball told you chain. What my boyfriend calls me.
He calls you
a bitch? I'm his hooker. Remember, I'm his hooker and he's my asshole. But oh, <boy. laughs> but I mean, but normally we just call each other babe. You know,
okay,
when we're talking to each other, but sometimes it's funny. It's like, you know, we'll be talking, oh, you're my hooker. And I'm like, yes, asshole. You know, right, I'm your ass, you know, I'm your hooker and you're my asshole.
See, people listening and watching, people have some weird pet names for each other.
Yeah.
Eddie, have you ever had a pet name and yours was asshole?
No.
Alyssa has one.
Maybe we were
and,
fighting.
And me, and then. You know, you ask my uncle, no. and my Nina, they know me, you know, everybody's a fucker. I call everybody a fucker. Just, instead of like, well, hey, that bitch over there, that fucker.
That fucker? Oh, yeah,
everybody's a fucker. That's my favorite word.
This is heavy. This is just straight up heavy.
I have a potty mouth.
I guess so.
I talk like a sailor.
You're going to have to go over her resume again. Shit. I didn't know her
my vocabulary.
Her high points are her cussing like a sailor. I can't even keep track anymore.
She lied on the resume?
Yeah, said she was a saint. She was an angel. She hated people fighting and cussing and it's all see, I guess that's what it's true in life. Sometimes you gotta lie on your application.
Yep.
Well, her contract's up in a couple weeks, so and at the end of the year, we got to renegotiate. We get her at a discount.
Oh boy, she gave the hood definition of bitch. Oh boy,
yeah,
too much. I don't know. Does anybody, Eddie? You know what? We talked about this the other day about people that are just not happy in life.
Mm-hmm.
That they need to see, like us, you know, maybe we're not all that happy in life, but maybe we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when people see other people doing things that they wish they were doing, or maybe that they see you happy and they don't want you to be that way,
they're jealous.
Yeah, that's too envious. Bad. And that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
We come on here to make people laugh for the time we're on here. And that's why we come on here, to make the morning better for whoever watches us. Yeah. And for the people out there that just can't handle that,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to say. I would say don't watch, but that's not going to help.
You know, your enemies will be your most biggest fans. Not in a positive way, but they'll be the ones that watch everything that you do.
What is that saying? Keep your friends close.
And your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything we could switch it, like
pray for your enemies,
grab that ass, or grab it closer? Or, I don't know. I learned something because I don't know.
Kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness. There we go. That's what we do. We kill them with kindness. We just make people laugh. But there are some people out there that just are not happy.
No.
And it's too bad because
no matter what you do, they'll always try to bring you down. Yes.
Right, Eddie?
Yep.
I got to tell you, Eddie, I am very happy that you're on the show with us. And I don't know if I said this last time, but I had said something to Eddie that was, I think it was not very, he didn't like it, and I didn't know that. So I wanted to apologize to you, Eddie. You know, we do things on here that's, it's all in fun, but sometimes things get, you know,
the line, and
yeah, sometimes things go, but you know, you know, Eddie, that I love you, and you are meant for this show, and you know, some people like that shit. They go, they're fighting. It's like, yes, you know, they're happy for
it's
that
excited. It's exciting.
it's okay to play and stuff like that, but some people really like to see that. Like, they want to see disappointment. They want to see failure. They want to see all that stuff. And I'm just glad they're sitting here watching it not happen.
Right? Well, maybe a little disappointing. We might be disappointing people. We don't even know we're disappointing.
People are disappointed that Alyssa isn't a non-potty mouth.
Or that I'm not like a smushy, sensitive person.
That's right. They just learned everything. The F word coming out of your mouth every 5 seconds about a half hour ago. Fucker, whore, bitch. I can't even keep track of all the names. But Alberto, do you have anything to say for those people who are looking for us to fail?
Fuck them.
Okay. You see, the fuck word that came in handy.
Fuck them bitches.
Unbelievable. Too much.
Don't ask Eddie. You know he's praying for them.
Pray for the people don't like you.
No, but I think Eddie would agree if we sat down and talked about situations and stuff like that. I'm sure we can find one situation or two that he would agree with us.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think so. I'm pretty positive.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll let that go. And time to get out of here. We'd like to thank Monica.
Monica.
Yes. Monica.
Oh boy.
Amanda.
Oh no, I was thinking of somebody. See, I got
Amanda
Solis.
You see what you guys did? You see me? I threw me off.
I should have just let it go. Okay, I will next time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Alberto. Okay. I'd like to thank Amanda Solis for coming on the show. Selena tribute artist. And she has her own music too under Amanda Solis. So you can check out her music from her on all music platforms. And her Selena stuff is probably on her social media pages on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. She's on TikTok too. Bitty Bitty Bum Bum.
YouTube. Don't forget YouTube. That's what got her like
a YouTube, viral. Yes. I would just type in her name, right? And then yes. It should come up. So
yeah. On YouTube you can type in her name. I typed in her name and you get all kinds of stuff.
And it's her?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's her and not the real Selena?
It's her. It's a cross between her and her doing Selena.
So okay, okay.
There's a lot of videos you can scroll down and...
Okay, if Alyssa helps me out with these links and sends them to me, I'll post them in the comment box. The word of the day is fuck them. Is that what Alberto said? That's from Houston.
It's like Sesame Street. We're like Sesame Street today. Yes.
You see, we've changed our platform.
Brought to you by the word...
Fuck them. Oh my gosh. Eddie, do you have anything to say before we get out of here?
Just all have a great weekend.
Oh, I was going to say fuck them. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. As far as I know, we'll be back next week.
I won't be.
Okay. Okay. Well,
is that the third?
Yeah.
You see, everything happens live.
Yeah. Right, sorry, guys. I won't be here because I'm moving. I'm moving, so I need to, like, I won't be able to set up my whole setup for next week.
Wait a minute here. You can't move without letting me know. Are you moving away or are you moving?
No,
that's why she's moving.
I'm moving to a different city. I'm actually moving with my boyfriend.
She's moving. Ooh, she's going to move to the beach so Steve can't follow her anymore.
Oh, there you go. She's very smart.
By the water.
So you're moving in with the boyfriend. Oh, this is getting kind of serious here, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at Alyssa getting serious.
I'm turning back. I've already like changed my address and everything on everything.
What the hell is going on?
Look at Miss Potty. Serious.
Look at Miss Potty Mouth. We've got a little bit of sensitivity in her. Very cool. Yeah. Well,
so I don't know if I'll have my whole setup like already done, you know.
I hear you. So I hear you. Well, do what you gotta do, and we'll see you when you get back.
Yes.
And congratulations. Look at her over there all proud of herself.
I'm living in boxes right now.
She's on Murder Made Me Famous. She plays Selena. It's on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
It's a show. It's called Murder Made Me Famous.
She's on that show?
She played Selena. So basically, it's a show called Murder Made Me Famous. And it's probably about like all these people who were not as famous until they were murdered. Lisa. And she plays Selena on that show.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Everybody go check that out.
Has anybody seen that Dahmer on Netflix? I heard it's pretty gory.
No, I haven't. I wanted to see it. Nope. I just heard something about there was some controversy on it, but...
What was controversy? That
I better
people?
Watch it before they take it off. No, it's something about the LGBTQ.
They identified him as an LGBTQ, whatever, alphabet soup. And then I guess that group got upset that, you know, they would...
They got upset.
So they had a...
Well, he actually was, if you think about it.
I think he was
bisexual,
G.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he liked...
Yeah.
He was G and C.
What the fuck is G and C?
Or he was G and then he was C.
He was gay and then what is G and C?
He was gay and then
cannibal. Oh. I'm like, what's C? I had to think about C. I'm all G and C, you know, the vitamin store.
By now I'm sure that's a protected group too, so.
Oh yeah. My goodness. Well, he actually was. He liked to be with men.
Yeah.
And I think that called for being I don't know. Well, I remember being. Oh, he was with a woman too, wasn't he? Did he have girlfriends?
I think he was maybe bisexual, but I mean, I have to. Maybe I'll watch it today as I'm packing stuff.
Okay. Well, you know what? You cuddle up with your boyfriend with the new house and or whatever you guys are staying, and you watch it and you report back to us. How's that?
I won't be over there today. I'm still packing over here.
Okay. Well, look at her all excited, trying to hold it in. I know she wants a smile big. Look at her. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week. And everybody be good and be happy. And if you're not, fuck them. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Bye, Houston Strong.
Bye, Houston Strong.
And we'll hope to see you next week. We're on every time on this every day, time. On Thursdays. Wait a minute, we're just a good time. Fuck
same,
it.
Same bat channel, same bat time.
Every Thursday, we're on at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Yes, I heard it is dark. She says she's not watching Dahmer. It's too dark. Yeah, I've heard the same thing, so I don't know if
I'm
Dahmer is dark.
I'm a very dark person, so I'm going to go watch it right now.
I'm sorry it's not a feel-good, you know.
Yeah. It's not a Care Bear movie.
Dahmer was a loner, so you're not going to see him fucking riding roller coasters, having a... He's going to be sitting by himself, drinking. Yeah,
that's the movie I want. That's the Dahmer movie I want to see. You know, before all that killing and eating. how
was
that?
Right.
Maybe he had
roller coasters.
Yeah, you're going to Disney World and stuff.
Oh no. Going to Disneyland. Yeah. Riding a small world.
Going on a single cruise, having a good time. Yeah,
that's taking us not a rom com, huh? Yeah.
Sitting on the boat with his arms around everybody on It's a Small World.
Posing for the pictures and everything.
Oh god.
Peace and peace signs. Oh,
not
boy.
A comedy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Houston Strong. If you watch it, you report back to us next week and let us know what you think.
She said it's too dark. She's not going to.
Well, if she does. If she doesn't, tune in anyway. All right, guys. Let's get out of here. We'll see everybody next Thursday. And until then,
have a good week.
Take it easy.
Fuck them.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Long hair rockers, oh, the memory.